This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those people out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the country, all around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, our number four, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we are currently under siege by the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and they've been launching their biowarfare agents at us, and I'll tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind that whether this is intentional or unintentional, they are behind this. They got their little cronies along the way that are helping them out too, including our mainstream media, who seems to be in bed with them, because guess what? NBC Universal, MSNBC, is millions of dollars to build a big-time park in China is what they got going. And, oh, CNN, the news services there in China, they have to pay to be that, the primary news service from America that's over there. So, you know, I mean, there's a connection there.
Well, Facebook and Google even bow to the to the Chi-Coms, you know, with different filters and different processes and censoring habits and protocols. So, I mean, there is a special treatment for them by the usual suspects in not only the mainstream media but social media as well. And when you're talking about Google, that's the 5,000-pound gorilla in the room. You know, they not only are they the number one search engine around the world, and by the way, our government's search automatic default search engine. When you search anything in a government computer, it defaults to Google. You've got to be looking at this. And as far as this virus is concerned, you have to explore that theory. That this was something that was intentional or once it was launched, and they didn't really rush to do anything about it.
Nope.
You know, so yeah, the Chinese are dirty in this. They're dirty with their numbers on this, especially that they're providing for the world, and we are not getting the whole story.
As absolutely. And make no mistake about it, folks. There are people that are working in collusion with them. And again, like I said, the mainstream media, MSNBC, NBC, they have a vested financial interest in seeing to it that the Chinese story doesn't get tampered too much and attacked too much by our president, because they stand to lose a lot of money if they get involved in this.
Well, I'll add to that an ideological simpatico between the mainstream media and not only the communist Chinese, but the socialist nations around the world, and I've said this for almost 20 years, the Islamo-fascists around the world. The mainstream media, not 60 years ago, who used to fight for freedom, you know, just fight for the truth to come forward. That was what journalism was supposed to be all about. Now has a 100% concerted vested interest in making sure that socialism survives. And I don't know why. You know, I could tell you how, but it defies logic as to why, because the first group of people that are going to be annihilated should socialism and communism take over the world is the free media.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, speaking of the media, ABC's Jonathan Carl, who's the president of the White House Correspondents Association, says the media is behaving like the resistance.
Well, they are. They are. This guy could tell you at high noon that it's daylight out, And the media report that it's night, or that Trump stole the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I mean, every single thing. It's one thing to be a challenging media, to challenge the whys and the hows and what's your thought pattern behind this. A challenging media is good; it keeps people in check. But a defiant media is propagandist. And that's what we have today. It's a propagandist media. They are towing the line and advancing the narrative that is anti what the president does. And that's not a free media. That's an operative media. Hmm. And so you said at the beginning of the segment, this is what makes them simpatico with the communist Chinese.
Yep.
If something doesn't fit their narrative, then they don't report it.
No. All right, well, hold that thought, Frank. Folks, when we come back, the economy could reopen again in May, and anytime within the next 4 or 8 weeks, or even a little bit less, it can be open. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Check them out online, mossnissan.com. Now, vets, active duty military, and first responders, if you got a vehicle that needs to be repaired, and that goes for the church pastors and military family members too. If you've got a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter that are active duty military and you are in that direct family, then you'll get 15% off your vehicle when you have it serviced at any of the Moss Nissan locations. Now keep that in mind, because one of the reasons that you want to get your car serviced right about now is because you're thinking about, well, boy, they're going to let me out of this house pretty quick and I'm going to want to take a trip. And there'll be a lot of people on the roads when that happens, going back to the parks and going to the malls and going up into the panhandle, up to visit Frank and all that sort of stuff. But I'll tell you right now, this is the time to do it. And don't forget, if you're looking for a certified pre-owned or a new vehicle too, you tell them the captain sent you, it'll save you $500 right off the bat on the vehicle you're looking at. It's that simple. So take the time now, get your car serviced for spring and summer trips. And remember, you can keep your car or your truck ship shape at all times because of the fact that they will do what is absolutely, positively the right thing when it comes to taking care of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan, located in Newport Richey, 1954, Crystal River on 19. And right here in Tampa, you've got Moss Nissan and Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, here I go. Underground USA podcast with a New Media Journal twist. There we go. I'll get that out there.
easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we talked about the economy, and we talked about the fact that Larry Kudlow and both Steve Mnuchin agree that they're going to open things up
possibly in May. Kudlow thinks it could go a little bit longer than that. Attorney General Barr stepped into the midst, and he said that he thought that things would be moving again in May. That's not a bad deal. Everybody's pretty much agreeing that we're going to get moving here.
Well, we need to get moving here. You know, this is looking at this whole process. We're going to need to do a postmortem on this, no pun intended.
Yeah.
That is a deep dive for next time, because this Dr. Fauci, and I want everybody to take the time to find out where this guy's money's coming from, because he is umbilically connected to Bill Gates.
That's right.
Who is a depopulation guy, and who is let me develop a vaccine for this thing guy, and this is why you're getting a lot of pushback from him about the cocktail that's out there that's working for everybody, the quinine cocktail.
Yeah.
So this guy's models have never been correct. He has always been a doomsday sayer, and he's a slow walker.
Yep.
So, we need to get back to work. We never should have quarantined the entire country. We should have looked at regions of the country. New York City, sadly, had to have a stay-at-home order because they had an eruption in cases. You know, but New York City isn't Kansas. And New York City isn't the panhandle of Florida. A lot of counties over here with 1, 2, 12 cases, you know, around the country.
Sure.
And maybe two people who have died from it, they didn't warrant having their entire economy shut down.
No, and we've got
and quite honestly, we could have the rest of the country that wasn't Los Angeles,
right.
Chicago, New York, Miami, they could have been functioning to support these areas economically.
Correct. You're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast. I almost did it again, but I caught myself. Huh? Now let's talk about OPEC, because OPEC yesterday, after the price of oil dropped down to $22 a barrel, and that was West Texas, Brent crude, $31. And gas stayed the same, 68 cents a gallon. There was this big agreement that was made, a historic output cut to try to raise the price of oil.
Yeah, this is one more reason that the United States needs to be energy independent. We have the resources, we have the natural resources, we have the ability, we could use a few more refineries, but we've got the refineries. We don't necessarily need OPEC oil. We don't need Russian oil. We could let the rest of the world actually fight for those two sources, oil, and allow their prices to be manipulated by these people if we wanted to. But there comes a time when people who are concerned about the environment have to sit down with the people who are concerned about the economy and gas prices. We got to find a happy medium here while we figure out in the future what our main energy source is going to be. I don't think, you know, in 100 years, are we still going to be using crude oil? Probably for manufacturing things, but we may move beyond that as far as vehicles and transportation are concerned. So while we're exploring these things, we're going to be using fossil fuels. That's just a given. You know, Bill Gates is as depopulation happy as this doofus is, you know, he still flies around in a jet.
Yeah.
And so does Alec Baldwin and everybody else.
And by the way, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, you can rail against it all you want, but we have to work together to get to the future. Otherwise, you're a wrench in the machine.
And by the way, Bill Gates has given millions of dollars to an outfit that we were talking about Dr. Fauci, to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. He's given them millions of dollars over the years. They're the ones with that model that hasn't been right from the beginning.
Yeah, and they keep moving the goalposts on this, too. Somebody from that study was on a show on Fox, and they're saying, oh, it's because we do this, that's why we get to move it. Oh, we always reevaluate, that's why we get to move it. But they came out in the beginning and said this was going to happen and started the panic.
Yep.
And they have not been correct once.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely right. Okay, well, the other thing here is since 1974, we've not seen a month like what we just, or well, 3 weeks anyway, of what we've just seen. The stock market, yeah, it dropped way off, but all of a sudden, since March the 23rd, we've had the best 3 weeks in 45 years. The market is up 27%.
Well, and this tells me that what I've been saying for 20 years is correct. We can't use the stock market as an arbiter for the health of our economy, because people do knee-jerk things in the stock market, and sometimes they do it purposefully to create an opportunity to buy low and sell high. That's what the stock market's all about. But it has nothing to do with the health of our economy. We walked into this coronavirus thing shutting down the entire economy, yet the stock market is having a banner 3 weeks. So it's not indicative of what's happening on the street. Mm-hmm. I will say this about that, however. When we do get to put the open sign on American business, I agree with the president that it's going to explode. Because people have been, they're getting cabin fever, they want to be out, they want to do things, they're tired of the rationing, they're tired of the sequestration, and it's going to soar.
My final question to you is, why hasn't Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden yet?
Well, it's kind of hard to push his wife for president when you're endorsing Joe Biden. You know, he knows just as well as everybody else out here that if Joe Biden wins the presidency, the vice president is going to eventually be the president.
Yeah.
You know, even their own party will push Joe Biden out of this to get the first female president. And right now the odds are that he is going to have a female running mate. So understand that that's the game plan. So whoever his vice presidential pick is who the Democrats are really wanting for president.
Well, here's what's happened this week. Kamala Harris became the chairwoman of the Democratic Fundraising Committee for the presidency. And she's in the financial end now. And she definitely has been mentioned since the get-go. She's also a favorite of the Obamas, I might add. And they're still very much in control, not the Clintons, of things that are going on in the Democratic Party. I wouldn't be surprised if Kamala Harris is not the vice president.
Yeah, I want to rephrase that. I'm going to say, you said the Obamas are still in control. You mean Valerie Jarrett is still in control?
There you go. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Stay low and stay out of trouble.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. And when we come back, Patrick Hyland will be with us. Patrick Hyland, of course, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. Come Monday and Friday, we'll tell you all about him when he roars in the door. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And hopefully we're going to be opening up, if you could, opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
President Trump talking about the U.S. economy during the daily White House coronavirus briefing.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
And President Trump updating us on the health of the British Prime Minister.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P 500 gaining 39. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this part of the broadcast is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Vines and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just past the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Try that with a big box store. You ain't going to find it, but you will at Dominic's. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the number, 941-922-2345, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, host of the Sports Zone, we have got Patrick Hyland. What's up there, sir?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good Friday to you, my friend, and happy Easter. So, let everybody know that's what's on the agenda for this
I saw the Easter Bunny yesterday, by the way.
You did? You did. Well, the Prime Minister in New Zealand. The
Bunny was in my front yard.
There you go. I love it. We're going to have the Easter Bunny's coming, and the Tooth Fairy's still, you know, rocking and rolling strong. No virus going to stop those two.
No, the Tooth Fairy is busy. The Tooth Fairy that I know is busy making face masks.
There you go, man. To protect your teeth, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. I can't wait till we get through this, Captain. Oh, man, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Now, I have a few questions for you, Captain. Should the NHL just start the playoffs if they can get going in May?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
That'd be fine. Just wherever you're seated, we just have to start. You maybe do a 3 out of 5 instead of 4 out of 7 till maybe the Stanley Cup to get them all in.
Now, you know why I made my decision the way I did without even hesitating? Because that would be the most interest would be brought right about now. And with needing to get some more revenue for all the revenue you lost, that would bring more revenue back faster than anything I know.
Very good point, Captain. That would be helpful to all those teams that are in the playoffs in their cities and all the workers in those arenas. Very good point. The Texas Motor Speedway, they won't run Indy car opener without fans. I don't blame them. I mean, I think you need the fans there. But what's your thoughts on that, Captain?
I've been to a number of the smaller races years gone by where they ran like a television race with maybe 500 to 1,000 people in the stadium. It could have held 10,000, if you know what I mean. And I've seen it done that way. Probably the same thing they're going to do here. I got no problem with that.
Okay. What about baseball in Arizona where they just kind of play there, for 3 months if this thing can't get, fixed. But let's hope it will be. But I'm just saying, worst case scenario, there's a lot of good about it for the fans to see sports, but can the guys play in that type of Arizona heat, in June and July? I don't know.
It'd be rough.
It'd be rough, and then your families. I don't know. That's a very unique situation there. I don't know if that's the thing to do or not to do. I just hope we can start getting back to it in May. And that's the 100-game season. Let's just go with it and see what happens. So, Brandon Cooks, Captain, he has been traded to the Houston Texans for a second-round pick from the New England Patriots.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't they bring him to the Patriots to kind of help Brady out?
Yeah, they sure did, Captain. Exactly. And now he's traded to the Texans. Amazing. This guy's been with New Orleans, now New England, and now the Houston Texans. The reason that happened was DeAndre Hopkins was traded because the coach and he could not get along. So that's a very unique situation there. We'll see how Mr. Deshaun Watson and Brandon Cooks hook up. I mean, the guy can flat-out run, so he will be a nice target for him for the deep ball.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
Who was the NFL player that got indicted for murder yesterday?
Indicted for murder?
Contract. Yeah, it was a contract hit on somebody. He was indicted for murder. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's current or former cap, because I did not hear about this. Wow.
I thought it was a current player, but I just saw the headline passing through, and I didn't catch who it was. But it was yesterday. I remember that. Let me see if I can do this real quick while you're talking.
No, that's just amazing, Captain, to say the least. The last time I heard that, Ray Caruth of the Carolina Panthers hired somebody to kill his girlfriend who was pregnant with his child. And
he's an ex-player. Here we go, ex-player. Chris Johnson, former Tennessee Titans running back, Chris Johnson. He's been accused of murder for hire.
Wow.
In regards to a 2015 gang hit.
Wow. That guy was something special, man. He rushed over 2,000 yards, Captain, in 1 year. He was a great running back. Wow, that's a shame that this has occurred. So, well, you just have to realize fame in a lot of cases is fleeting, and your career in the NFL is very short. And in life, one day you're up, next day you're down. So act accordingly, treat people the way you would want to be treated. And it's kind of good segue, Captain, into you know, where we are right now in this world. We've got to start looking out for each other and not being about the me mentality anymore. Those days really need to stop and look out for your fellow man because, you know, you do a good act of kindness and it's random. God shines upon you, Captain. I really do believe that. And if you don't believe in that and you're into the universe, I believe the universe shines on you. Karma, whatever you want to, you know, say works. That's a big part of it, in my opinion. I just wish everybody would act accordingly. That's a sad story, Captain. You know, we've got enough sadness. We don't need any more. Talking about active kindness, I've got to give Tom Brady and his wife, Giselle Bundchen, credit for providing a lot of meals.
750,000 meals.
Yep. So I have to do a shout out for him on that. You know, Captain, you know, you talk about it a lot. But shout out to all our first responders. Shout out to all our medical personnel right now because they're right there in the heart of it, man. They're doing the best they can. And we got people in the grocery stores doing the best they can with what they. We just got to, again, be nice to each other. Be kind. It doesn't take much effort, Captain. It's like waking up every morning. You can make a decision to be pleasant or be miserable. It's your choice. It's your call. And work around everything. So, now I just want to thank you for letting me be on the show, Captain. It's always a pleasure. Always good discussion. If I can be of help to anybody out there when it comes to insurance needs, please give me a call. I'd love to have a second set of eyes for you from everything from Medicare to any insurance questions. Nothing I can't get the answer to for you. You just have to call me and let me know. 813-966-1052. Please check out the Sports Center on the fine station Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We'll be talking a lot about more sports subjects. And just wishing everybody a happy Easter. And that's what it's all about, Captain.
And follow you guys on Facebook, too, the Sports Zone.
There you go. Check us out on the Facebook. We're getting up there a few hundred now, Captain. Hopefully we'll eclipse 1,000 followers and get the thing rolling. And, you know, that's another thing that we're taking some pride in and trying to do a good job here for Salem Communications, as well as them helping us out and just doing a good job and taking care of the youth in this area, Captain. So thanks again. You take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. And I look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. And God bless you, Captain, and happy Easter again to everybody out there.
All right. Thanks very much, Patrick. And it's Patrick Kynell, the insurance quarterback. And again, you can find out more about him. They do have a Facebook page. It's called The Sports Zone. Go over there and check that out on Facebook. The Sports Zone, the Three Amigos. And they got their picture right there. But anyway, we're getting ready to come back with a final segment here. And when we do, we're going to be doing the beach and boating forecast. Again, boating, oh boy, you betcha. Yesterday was not even the weekend. Now, on the weekend, there's a lot of boats out there. Yesterday, it was nothing but boats as far as I could see everywhere and anywhere on Tampa Bay as I drove across the bridge. Oh, well, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along into the sunrise. I can't tell. Nope, it's not yet. It's still dark out there, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating trip. For forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, well, it's going to be one of those picture-perfect days again when it comes time for the water. Because about all you can do right about now, if you want to have a good time, is go out on the water. And the water temperature today, the Gulf water temperature is at 80 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 77 degrees. We're going to have some winds out there today. It's going to be a little bit breezy. Won't be all that bad. Could be a 2 to 4 feet chop in the afternoon, 1 to 2 this morning. And, of course, with the beach and boating forecast, you got to remember that you got to have a boat to really enjoy it. So what's going on right now, folks, won't last forever. Soon we'll all be back outside again. And friends again, having a good time, ready to enjoy everything that we love about this life again, including out on the water in a boat. And Freedom Boat Club
will be right there to provide just the right boat for your return to the bay, the gulf, or the lake. Now, go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay and learn how you can enjoy everything the boating life has to offer. And now, for a limited time, the first 3 months of membership fees are free. Now, with Freedom Boat Club and their 30 Bay Area locations, you won't have to go far when our community and our country are once again open for business and pleasure. They've got 500 boats to keep you happy. Freedom Boat Club. Their memberships are available today by going to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget the phone number, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And keep in mind that if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay, and you don't live here, but you're down here and you want to get on a boat and enjoy and have a good time, keep in mind that they've got 213 locations across the country. 213 locations across the country. You join here, you can go to any one of them. It's called reciprocity. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. All right, to the telephone lines we go. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
what's going on? The world's going on. That's what's going on. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, sir. I'll make it quick. I had to take care of a canine emergency in the living room, and I was listening. You read something regarding Syrian chemical weapons, quote-unquote, now being confirmed use in Syria from 3 years ago.
That's right.
Did some quick reading on that. It's kind of odd that it comes out 36 months, almost to the day that the last chemical weapons attack came out. That's number one. Number two, it's coming out from the OPCW, an organization that affirms itself, even in its own bylaws, that they are not there to determine who used chemical weapons, only that if chemical weapons were employed or not employed.
That's right.
Number two. You got Secretary Pompeo coming out saying, oh, we support all these findings, this, that, and the other. Yet I find it odd that Secretary Pompeo is not mentioning the fact that there have been documented uses of chemical weapons by, quote-unquote, rebel allies in the region against civilian populations. I find that odd to be not to be mentioned in the body of these articles. I'm gonna go ahead and read that report and stuff because it's very near and dear to my heart, so to speak. I find it odd that it's now coming out almost 36 months and the previous Nikki Haley had previously said, along with Rex Tillerson, back early on in that they had taken care of the Civil War, they turned all this stuff in, and we're pulling out. Then something happened. And also, Secretary of Defense former Secretary Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, even affirmed in interviews and speeches that there
when
was no
you
evidence.
Look at it, when you look at it, take a look at what they used, what was confirmed that they used when it comes.
Right, they said that they used sarin gas, which is sarin and chlorine. I'm mentioning the sarin here. It quote unquote affected 60 people. This is the most deadly nerve agent known to mankind.
Sure,
it only affected and did not kill 60 people. And that goes back to the chemical weapons that were used, or the alleged chemical weapons used in England that only one or two people died from during the investigation, but not the target subject that these alleged deadly chemical agents were used against, and no one's heard from the Skripals ever since. They were kind of locked up and put away. So anyway, I'm hesitant to jump all in and accepting this.
Yep.
I'm not saying that they didn't do it. You work with me. I'm not saying that there's too many moving parts on this for people to try to want to get back into Syria, and no one is addressing the Turkish angle of them actually taking knuckleheads and paying them to go fight in Libya.
And before you disappear, I got one for you. You ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Do you know why humans can't hear dog whistles?
Something about the cochlear, the hair in the cochlea, you can't pick up those decibels, they're so high. But, I mean, I could...
Nice try. The reason why humans can't hear dog whistles is because dogs can't whistle.
Touche, sir. Very good, sir. Right on, sir. Thumbs up. Right. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Happy Easter.
All right. You too, sir.
Yep, okay. Thank you, Doug, for sending me that. That was my buddy Doug over there in up on McMullen Booth, one of the golf courses up there. He's the pro at one of the courses. He just sent me that. He's listening. Doug, I hope you have a great Easter, too. You know, President Trump was working around the clock to combat the global coronavirus pandemic, which artificially interrupted the greatest economy in our lifetime. He provided support for workers and families and launched a successful paycheck protection program for small business owners so that employees don't miss a paycheck. Everybody scrambled to try to get in on that one. And the president is trying to seek more funding from Congress, yet the Democrats are still playing despicable politics by delaying a new round of support for the workers. This is, ladies and gentlemen, further proof that Democrats care more about scoring points than they do about helping Americans in need. This is the time to help those that need the help the most. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are turning their backs. Now, it's as though President Trump's leadership, which did help our economy retain such great heights in the first place, he's also clearly the leader of the free world to restore us to that strength. And then along comes Joe Biden, teamed up with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Washington, D.C., who turned around and used this crisis as an excuse to inflict the economy-strangling Green New Deal on an already anxious public, while piling up a mountain of regulations on employers and targeting the energy industry for destruction, which would be devastating to workers. And energy bills nationwide would go up, as it is right now, because of the lower energy prices. You're going to be getting a rollback on your rates. And Joe Biden, who also has a history of supporting job-killing trade deals like NAFTA and the TPP, claims that China represents no economic threat to the United States and would raise taxes on nearly every American taxpayer. He's already said it. This nation, ladies and gentlemen, cannot afford a poisonous mixture of tired and radical policies, particularly at a time of an economic peril created by an outside force, and we certainly can't afford now any more higher taxes. This is when we need to roll back our payroll taxes. We would need, right now, to have us roll back the payroll taxes. So there you go. All righty. Let me just let you know that the Captain's America Third Watch, Good Friday, wishing everybody the very best. Passover, wishing everybody the very best, my Jewish friends. Alexandra, we wish you a very happy Passover and a blessed Easter that's coming on Sunday. A lot of families, I don't know how they'll be celebrating it. Some churches will be open, some churches won't. There'll be some open-air services, I'm sure, as there have been. But wherever and however you do it, just remember the reason for the season. It's not about me, it's not about you, it's about the resurrection of the Lord. It's when we are going to resurrect ourselves again, because America is coming back, folks, with a vengeance. We are coming back. I'll be back, too, tonight on the weekend edition to Captain's America Third Watch when we add more stations to the lineup. See you then. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay low. Stay healthy. See ya.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.